Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, KS Radio Show family? Hey, man, I just want to say thank you all, you know, for joining me on this Friday night. Today is the 3rd of December. Yes, we are in a new month. Hopefully, everybody is ready for Christmas and, you know, ready to glorify the Lord on tonight. Before I get my guest in queue, I just want to let you guys know who she is. She is a singer, and her name is Crystal. She's a new friend on my list. And, yeah, we are here to get her testimony on tonight. And she has a brand new song called You're the Living Water. I'm sorry. And, again, she's new on my list, and we just here to glorify the Lord. But before we get her in queue, I'm going to go ahead and get into the KS Radio Show intro. Hopefully that you guys can hear me okay. Hopefully everything is squared away and ready. You know, we're going to go ahead and open up the show with something new, the KS Radio Show intro featuring RL Music and none other than my Brody, Marty the Greatest. So you guys stick around, and again, if anybody wants to call in, that number is 914-205-5471. We're going to go ahead and get into this music right here, and then I'm going to open up the show in prayer, and then we're going to get Crystal on, and we're just going to glorify the Lord as we take off from there. Amen. So first and foremost, Father God, we want to say thank you for this day. Thank you for this time. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to just sit in fellowship with my sister, Crystal, on tonight. Again, she is anointed. She is blessed with the gift of singing that you have given her, oh God. But I pray that even right now, God, that you would just expand her territory, expand each and every aspect of her life, oh God, from her as a woman, as a, you know, a motivational speaker. For her as a, you know, a daughter, just being like under your spirit at all times, oh God, under your voice at all times, oh God. And Lord, I just pray that each and everything that we say and do and even think on tonight will glorify you in this 1 hour interview, oh God. Lord, thank you for my listeners. Thank you for our partnerships. And Lord, we just ask that your grace, your peace, your love, and your voice be heard and felt on this platform on tonight. As we glorify you in the mighty matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get into this KS anthem right here on the KS Radio Show. Keep it locked.
Unified, we go in like a force. I connect, I'm KS, I support. Yeah. I'm like a movement. Yo. Got them exclusive. Yo. All I know is support. Kingdom, business, I rap. Christ inside me, I support, ain't no assignment, be real feel, yeah, all up inside me, I support my word, I want to eat your, and my head, if you send it out, I won't, if you don't want it, then support it.
Shout out to the king of supporters.
Salute.
When it comes to the trade of Christian music, KS is a big exporter.
Oh, yeah.
And he knocking down Satan tariffs.
Terrorists.
Negotiate with terrorists. Only your county or parish.
KS
is a Christian music sheriff. Exclusive, name a song, guaranteed he played it.
Yep.
Trips up. Nobody say lituation till KS said it.
Big facts.
Got covers up well, so it ain't hard to tell who we reppin'.
Oh, God.
And KS the radio show, hosted by KS,
who?
The legend. Let's go.
I am the king, yeah. Follow me.
It's your boy De La Mons. You are now rocking to
the KS Radio Show.
Hey, y'all, we are here. We are live and direct. I think it's time that we introduce my guest, Crystal, the songwriter. You know, she's won awards and everything. Chris, are you there, sis?
I am. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, welcome to the show. It's only right that I give you a hand clap of praise for joining me on tonight on this unexpected exclusive interview on the KS Radio Show. So, Crystal, thank you for joining me on tonight. How are you feeling tonight?
Thank you. I am feeling great. This was such a blessing when you reached out yesterday and was like, let's do an interview tomorrow. And I'm like, yes, I love it.
Now, Crystal, I try to be as professional as I can. You know, we are all supposed to do things in the spirit of excellency when we, as children of God, are representing him, right?
Yes.
So yesterday was what, Thursday? And I reached out on Wednesday,
yes,
or something. And, of course, when you want to do something at a professional level, you won't have enough time to promote it. Would you agree?
Right.
Okay. So, again, my original guest has not reached out to me since Sunday, right? So here it is Wednesday. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to have a show. Here it is Thursday. I'm still not going to have a show. Cool. And then me and you connect. And just out of nowhere, just, you know, obeying the Holy Spirit as we're talking, I asked if you were, you know, if you were available. And you said yes. And you sent over a picture. I got it drawn up and, you know, ready in 10 minutes. So even though,
right,
you know, it wasn't enough time to promote, God is still going to have his way in this interview. Would you agree?
I agree.
So, again, welcome to the KS Radio Show. Shout out to the homie RL and Marta the Greatest for that intro. As you heard in the intro, KS stands for Kingdom Support, and I am here. Elicio Torres is here to support anybody who wants to tell their testimony. So, Crystal, with you being a first-time guest, it's only right that I ask you, can you give us a snapshot, a quick summary of your testimony from, you know, childbirth, you know, high school? How did you get into singing?
Right, right. Goodness. You know, I was raised in a home that music was just very much involved. My dad was an independent country artist. And, you know, he went down to Nashville and did a lot of recording when I was really young. And I just remember, like, just enjoying, you know, like all of that side of, you know, the music side of things. And then when I was 11, I started playing guitar, and that was when I actually began writing music. It kind of just became like a place of journaling and everything. I really liked the poetic side of it. And then when I was about, I'd say 15, 16, like I always felt like in my heart there was a God, and I would pray at times, but like really I'd say between 15 and 18 is like when I really just wanted to start devoting my life more to him. And I'd say, you know, towards the later end of my high school years, I just really sensed like I want to glorify God in the songs that I write. And so I began writing more Christian-based. My husband and I met in high school, and we got married shortly after high school and everything. So we got married young, and we started a family young. And personally, I just kind of thought, you know, well, that whole part of my life, the singing, you know, everything like was kind of put on hold, or maybe that was just a dream that, you know, was too far-fetched. But my husband and I, we had helped out with worship a bit at our past church. And I just remember then I just felt at home. And later on, and later, you know, years went by, I just remember being at a place where life kind of just felt lonely and kind of rough. I mean, we all have rough seasons, but God really just began to stir up the desire to start writing again. And, you know, there was an old piano in our basement that I just had sitting there. My grandma had gave it to me when I was like 12, and I just never did anything with it. And I remember in a prayer time, like God was like, go downstairs and start playing that and start writing, start singing your song again. And I remember it was in those years that God just began to really restore a lot in me. And I just remember God telling me one, just through a prayer time while I was singing at my piano, not only am I going to heal you and restore you through the music, but there's going to be a time where your songs are going to touch others and they're going to find restoration through the music that you write. And I took that moment as a time of just, I took that and just held on to that. I held on to that as a hope that there was something more that God was going to do with my music and with my life and everything. And through that season, I just took that as, you know, God wants me to prepare whatever he has for me. He has something for me. I'm going to take this season and use it as a season of preparing. And I didn't know what that meant. God led me to be an entrepreneur. I had a business, a couple different businesses. And I remember then, like, why are you leading me to these businesses? Like, I thought we were doing something different here. I thought we were doing music. I had a business where I was working on social media. I had never connected with people online before. And it was through that season of having that business that he began opening doors. He connected me with some people from the Writing Worship community. They're on Facebook, who Chrissy Nordhoff. She works with Integrity Music out of Nashville. She writes for like Torin Wills and Natalie Grant. Like, started connecting me with these absolutely amazing people. And I'm like, what am I doing here? Why are you, God, putting me in this place where I'm connecting with these people? Like, I don't feel like I belong here. And at the beginning of 2020, God basically told me he's like, it's time to let everything go. And I'm like, what in the world do you mean? Like, I had built up a business. I was really successful. There was a lot of things. There was some transition going on with my business, but like there was a lot of positive things that were about to come out, and God told me to let it all go. And I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get why you're telling me to let all this go. Like, you've had me here for several years now. And I finally was like, okay, God, whatever you have, I'll do it. And as soon as I let my business that I had on social media go, literally 2 days later, I had some amazing doors open in my songwriting. And I was blown away at that point. I'm like, okay, God, I get it. I hear you. And I began to step forward more into my writing. I wrote more than I ever had at that point. I was maybe writing 5 songs a year versus this time I was like writing 2 songs a week. And I took a mentorship with Chrissy Nordhoff that fall. And then by that November, I was getting reached out to by radio stations asking me if I had music. And after I had 3 radio stations reach out to me in 1 week, and I still had no music to give them because I hadn't recorded anything yet, I finally was like, okay, God, that's confirmation. We're going to do this thing. And so that's what led to this year where February, I released my first single. I released another single back in May. And my newest single, I released back in August, You're the Living Water, that you're going to be hearing tonight. And it's just mind-blowing. And then just this past November, I was nominated and then won Best Female Artist with WVIU Web Radio Music Awards. So it's just mind-boggling how God's done everything.
Yeah. Man, he just, you know, when you finally, you know, get in alignment with God, it's amazing the doors, the opportunities that come, and even the people that you connect to and with for that season or for a lifetime. So I'm glad that that you continue to write, and I'm glad that you continue to let the Spirit flow through you and allow His voice to minister to you through those moments. That's crucial because a lot of us, we get stuck in our gifts, and we never know what our calling is, but not you. You continue to write. God continued to move, and here you are on tonight. Still writing music, recently won an award, and, you know, more motivated than ever.
Yeah.
So, again, when you finally get in alignment with God, His voice, His Spirit, the doors just fly open up. The doors just fly off the hinges. Like you just, all you have to do is be there. All you have to do is give Him your yes, and that's what you did, Crystal. So
right.
I'm glad, I'm honored to have you on the show tonight. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, especially for those listening in right now, you know, sometimes it takes us a while to, like, catch on to, like, what God is actually saying. And sometimes we can look back and, like, why did it take so long? Or like, if I only had done this sooner, but you know, none of that time is wasted. Looking back, I had a very well business on social media. And even prior to that, I had an antique business, and all of that time, was not wasted because it was time that He was preparing me. Like had He told me to go songwrite 5 years ago, I wouldn't have been ready. You know, had I told myself I'd be co-writing a couple years ago, I would have laughed at you. But even through those years, you know, I built confidence in who I was in Christ. There was a lot of leadership skills that I had to learn, and I think God was placing me in those positions for a reason, not just because, but a place to really help build me up because He knew that this was coming. You know, and now actually I'm at a place where I'm created a course I'm going to be releasing in January to help songwriters with social media. So it's just amazing to see how, you know, I was questioning God all along the way because I'm like, God, I feel like my calling is songwriting, but you have me here. Like, why? And then, you know, then He's like, okay, now it's time to transition. And I'm glad I listened because had I not, like, I would not be here. And it finally it clicks, like, why things were the way they were, and to see how things have unfolded has been remarkable.
That's amazing. Well, we are going. Well, you mentioned in your testimony segment that you have a new song out called titled that You're the Living Water. What was the inspiration behind this song, and who produced it?
So early 2020, right when all of this was unfolding, you know, it was at the beginning of the pandemic. We were on lockdowns, and I myself had just let a lot go, and I was in a place where I just remember holding on to, like, God, you're enough. You are sufficient. That's all I need right now. And, you know, reading the scriptures that talk about God being the living water. And I just had this really big passion to write a song based on that. And, you know, I tried different ideas with it, but nothing really ever came about it. And then I remember this past spring, my co-writer, Michael Biggs, him and I were in a co-write together, and, you know, we were throwing out different ideas, and God just really put this one on my heart. I'm like, you know, I've had this idea for a while, and I just really feel like it's time to finally put it out there and see what comes about it. And so we chased after the song, and I'd say, like, within an hour, we had the song wrote, and I love it when that happens. It's amazing. And then he actually is a producer himself, so he actually produced the song as well.
Wow. Well, we are going to go ahead and take our first music break of the night. Here is your single. Here is your song. You know, hot and fresh off the press. This is you. This is titled You're the Living Water by Crystal, who is my guest tonight. So you guys are strapping and locking in and enjoy this track.
Pressing, I'm trying to survive, searching for something to give us a love. You are the answer that I need to find. Rushing with the flow, deep inside the soul. Let your stream of life pour down on me.
Let your stream up. Hey, what's up? This is Chrissy Payne with Fox Culture, and you are now listening to the KS Radio Show. Keep bearing fruit.
Hey, y'all, man. That was Crystal, who is my guest tonight with You're the Living Water. Before we get Crystal back in queue, man, I got some new for y'all, man. From the homies, Brody Da Vinci and BRM, you know, they dropped their Overtime EP today. The project is fire, so we got some new in queue titled God Knows. And when you are in alignment with God, God already knows what's going to happen next. But it's up to you to get in alignment, you know, in proper alignment, so you can know what he has for you next. So you guys, here is the homies, Brody Da Vinci featuring BRM with God Knows. Check it out.
I rap for my vato. Louisiana, E.C., Atlanta up to Chicago. When we pull up, hoof in the slide, only my guide knows. They say a vibe is all that we need, I tell them we got those. You don't want problems with none of the team, I rap for my vato. Louisiana, E.C., Atlanta up to Chicago. When we pull up, hoof in the slide, only my guide knows. Yeah, only my guide knows. I'm giving the shits like I'm Rondo. I'm here for the team. Everyone win, not a regime. Player and coach, kinda a dream. I be like Russell, fan the bell. Call it the shots, shooting them still. Hint to the guy, everyone else, stop at the chair. I got a gang, cool, fair, slinging for ya. Ooh, dang, he wouldn't call, truth rang. Answering God is shoestring. We the receivers, catching that Jesus. He is the quarterback, better believe it. We are recruiting, I mean to fire the team. I'm calling me Tebow. They say a pop is all that we need. I tell them we got those. You don't want problems with none of the team. I rap for my vato. Louisiana, E.C., Atlanta up to Chicago. When we pull up, hoof in the slide, only my guide knows. They say a vibe is all that we need, I tell them we got those. You don't want problems with none of the team, I rap for my vato. Louisiana, E.C., Atlanta up to Chicago. When we pull up, hoof in the slide, only my guide knows. If you in the fan, then you are my vato. God is the one, and that is the motto. Used to be all about the cheese like a nacho. Now I just shake off the beef like a combo. Come meet the leader in chief, he the honcho. Hard in your core, you avocado. I pray through verses on verses and scripture. The numbers would never line up like the lotto. I got some fam in Chicago, riding for Jesus. They putting me on the team. Fam in the boot, they about to walk like a boot. Follow the steps of the king. Fam in the A, they really brave. Trying to free man like they be Freddy. Come join the team, only my guy really knows. And he calls you when he says you ready. They say a vibe is all that we need, I tell them we got those. You don't want problems with none of the team, I rap for my vato. Louisiana, E.C., Atlanta up to Chicago. When we pull up, hoof in the slide, only my guide knows. They say a vibe is all that we need, I tell them we got those. You don't want problems with none of the team, I rap for my vato. Louisiana, E.C., Atlanta up to Chicago. When we pull up, hoof in the slide, only my guide knows.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airwaves? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show, or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony, so get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass on never intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
Ladies and gentlemen, man, we are back. Hey, man, shout out to BRM and Brother Da Vinci, man. Again, y'all, yesterday, I kid you not, I was not going to have a show. But I met Crystal and then the homies, BRM and Brother Da Vinci. They emailed me the whole project, and I took those two signs as a sign from God, like, you need to go ahead and, you know, lace up your boots, have a show. You ain't doing nothing anyway, so you might as well. And here we are on tonight. Chris was on the show. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Well, again, You're the Living Water is, I'm guessing, is streaming and, you know, available on every digital platform. Am I correct?
Yes, it is. Spotify, and Amazon, all that.
All that. Y'all heard it here first. Crystal, here at the KS Radio Show at the half-hour mark, we always ask our guests to give a shout-out. We all heard in the commercial by Brody Da Vinci that we do birthday shout-outs. I don't have any shout-outs except I want to give a shout-out to the New Beginnings Church of Living God Avondale, where I attend and worship, and give a big shout-out to, you know, the homies, the Brodies that support the show, and also a shout-out to my son, Tristan, who's in the other room being on his behavior while Daddy is, you know, doing the interview with Crystal. But Chris, with you being my guest, is there any shout-outs you would like to give on tonight?
Well, first off, I want to shout out my mom, my dad, my aunt and uncle, and my brother and sister, my brother and sister-in-law who are watching right now live on my Facebook page. They've just been a big support along the way, and a big shout-out to my husband who is keeping the kids quiet. And as a mother of four, that is needed. And then a big shout out to my producers, Mike Biggs, for my last single, but also to Cole Tag. He produced my first two singles this year and just was such an encouragement along the way. And he's an amazing writer and producer himself. And then a big shout out to the Writing Worship community on Facebook that Chrissy Nordhoff and her husband Eric have. They've just been such a huge encouragement, and I wouldn't be here without that community. They've been such a blessing along the way.
Amen. I do know that we do have two callers on the line, one from Columbus and then one from 804 number. I'm not sure who they are. But I do want to give a special shout-out to both of you that are listening live via the phone and anybody listening on the internet link and those who will listen to the rebroadcast afterwards, either on one of my partnerships or if I see the link personally and you're listening that way. So thank you all for supporting the show. Crystal, my next question is, what made you want to be a guest on the KS Radio Show? Because, again, we had just talked yesterday. We're six messages in Facebook Messenger, and here you are agreeing to be a guest. So what made you want to be a guest on the KS Radio Show tonight?
Personally, I'd say God, you know, the way everything lined up with everything, and tonight was open. I'm like, let's do it. I just felt, you know, the Holy Spirit tugging, like, yes, let's do this thing. And I believe you guys are kind of close to my hometown, and just, when you announced and started connecting, when you put out the flyer, I'm like, I know some of these people, like, this is awesome. Like, it just felt like home. Like, I had immediate confirmation when you put out the flyer and I started seeing the people that were commenting. I'm like, that's amazing.
Wow. Well, we do have a caller that's on the live right now, 804, you're live. Who do we have on the phone lines today?
What's up, brother? This is your man, Orlando. How you feeling,
what up,
bro?
Orlando? I'm good, man. I'm good, yeah. Man. Praise God for you, bro. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, man. Just want to say how much I enjoyed the song by your guest today. That joint was very nice. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the testimony that I had a chance to catch to listen to. I'm just getting in from work, so I appreciate your testimony and everything. And also that God Knows joint from Brody Da Vinci and BRM, yeah, it goes in most definitely.
Well, thank you for listening, bro. Do you have any questions? I know that you are a radio personality as well, Did you have any questions for Crystal on tonight?
One question is during, and I'm not sure, and if I'm asking something that Alicia already asked you, I do apologize. Like I said, I haven't had a chance to listen to the whole interview. But one question I want to ask you, during the pandemic, what are some of the things that you had to do a little bit differently with your music career that you weren't 100% prepared for? What is something new that you had to embark on to make sure that you kept yourself writing the songs that you would usually write or performing, things of that nature? What is something that you had to do differently that you didn't usually do?
Well, I will say this. At the beginning of the pandemic, I definitely think God was stirring a lot in our hearts. And I really had to quiet myself down because just of all the noise that we were hearing every which direction. And it really pushed me hard to seek for a deeper worship when I was writing. I was doing a lot of psalming where I just basically sung the psalms. And I will say, as crazy as it sounds, I felt like the pandemic actually opened up a lot of opportunities because a lot of the people that I write with today, like I write with people like in Nashville, in people out of Pennsylvania, just people out of Idaho, like people everywhere, who were regularly co-writing more in person. And then when the pandemic happened, people really began to see more opportunity to be able to do like co-writes through Zoom and through Messenger. And even though I know, in the room, writing is amazing. So many of us continue to write through virtually. And as somebody who is in Ohio, it's such a blessing to be able to connect and write with these people who are so far away that I never even imagined that I'd be able to connect with. And here I am writing on a regular basis with them.
Amen. Amen. Man, God is good. Opened up some doors that may not have been open, opened up if it wasn't for the pandemic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know that during the pandemic, I was crazy busy. I don't think there was a weekend in 2020 where I did not have an interview. I was getting invites to, kickball and everything, and even game night with the homies Reborn and GGNM up in Dayton, Ohio. And, I was still doing interviews and everything. So, yeah, the pandemic opened up a lot of opportunities, not just for me, not just for Orlando, but also for Crystal and those who are actually committed to doing what God has called them to do. Because the pandemic is not going to have the final say. God is. And as long as we trust in God, he's going to open up doors and close doors that no man can close. Well, closed doors that no man can open, and vice versa. Great question, Orlando. Great question.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Like I said, just listening in, always want to support whenever I can, bro.
Definitely appreciate it. Definitely appreciate it. If you haven't already, please add Crystal. She's in the tag list on the post. Just check one of the posts from this week. And add her. Maybe you can even have her as a guest on your show or play her music as well.
Yeah, definitely. I would love. I would love to. As soon as we get everything kicked up and started and everything, I would love to have her on the show.
Amen. Well, Orlando, man, I definitely appreciate you for calling in. Crystal, any words you want to say to Orlando?
I just thank you so much for everything that you shared. Thank you.
All right. Not a problem. Thank you.
Amen. Well, KS Radio Show, everybody is welcome to chime in. Again, all you have to do is dial 914-205-5471 and press the number one key to be live. Again, man, shout out to the homie Orlando for calling in and wanting to interact. Crystal, with you being my guest, it's only right that I ask you this next question. With us as believers, sometimes we can get our back pushed against a wall So when you are feeling discouraged, you know, when you're having a bad day or anything, what is one scripture that you can read and it motivates you and it you know, it pulls you up and encourages you? Do you have any favorite scripture?
Yeah, you know, ever since I was a teenager, from the beginning of when I really started, you know, connecting with God more, Philippians 4:13 has kind of been my go-to over the years. And, you know, so many scriptures speak out, you know, at certain times, but that one just, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, nothing is impossible. And I feel like that continues to speak and, you know, throughout my testimony, through, you know, even looking at when God told me to let everything go, you know, God's got this, he's going to make a way. And he provided strength to be able to let that go. And then I began to see, you know, God move. And, you know, throughout the pandemic, you know, he was there to strengthen me and say, you know, like, I've got this, I've got a plan. And just to see where, how things have unfolded, it's really helped me to where, you know, when things get rough, I'm like, you know what? Yes, it's rough, but, you know, I know God's got this. And at times I feel like I think sometimes my husband might look at me and be like, why are you, you know, how do you have such strength and, you know, how are you so calm in like certain situations? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I just know that God's got this. So that's definitely one of my favorite scriptures.
Amen. Crystal, are you ready for some more music on tonight?
Sure. Let's hear it.
Amen. Well, we all know that God is good, right? And all the time God is good, right? My good friend Daniel Anthony has a brand new song titled He's Good, and he released it as a double feature the day after Thanksgiving, I believe. So we're going to go ahead and get into some new music from the homie Daniel Anthony. Here is He's Good featuring Rylan Jr. right here on the KS Radio Show, man. Y'all keep it locked, man. Let's rock out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo! Listen. James 1:17 says, whatever was good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. So I just want to tell you about how good God is today. And if you know like I know, then you'll praise him with me. Amen? Come on, let's go. Listen. Let me tell you about the way that he loves and the way that he gives so graciously. Yeah. Can't explain every single blessing that he's given to me in my life. Every time I try to wrap my head around it, I just can't. Because I know all of the mess that I've been in. I just can't contain the feeling in me. No, I gotta let it out. Because I get joy just thinking about all the things he's done for me.
Like how I live and move and
my daddy gooder than a little bit. Took me from the light. life that I was living with. Coulda had me die, but got me kicking this. How they crucified him, he was innocent. Body laying lifeless and he finished it.
So good.
My heart is where his spirit is. Told me he won't leave me though he should, cause of my ignorance, stubbornness, governing. My yelling at my children, it's a blessing. He don't do the same to me, I got to give him his. So good he blew breath in Adam's lungs.
He
put darkness to death and made the sun.
He
parted all the waters with the sky, let the ground get dry. That was before he took the rest from all the fun.
He saw that it was good.
He gon' separate the tear from the beat. You can mash up with the angels or get gnashing at your teeth.
By a bunch.
Yo. Give him a chance to prove himself, read the word for yourself. You will learn, you can tell that he is
good. So good,
so good.
And I want you,
want you
to know.
God for a purpose. It's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Glory Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. Shalom Chic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
Hey, this is Queen Lynn, and you are now listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Hey, what's up? This is V Rose, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home to the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
Hey, y'all, we are back. Hey, man, shout out to the homie Daniel Anthony, man. That's the fourth track that we played on tonight with that He's Good featuring Ryland Jr. Crystal is my guest on tonight, the songwriter and award winning female artist of the year herself, is live and direct here on the KS Radio Show. Shout out to ShalomChic.com and Overcomer Apparel for sponsoring this interview. If you guys are looking for any, you know, hoodies, t-shirts, or if you are a woman and you look for something, you know, a little upscale, a little classy, a little casual, then go ahead and ride on over, shoot on over to ShalomChic.com. You can find the link in the description of this interview, as well as the link to Overcomer Apparel and their website as well. Overcomer Apparel has men and women apparel, and ShalomChic.com has, like you heard in the commercial, affordable prices for women of every size. So definitely do yourself a favor. Don't do yourself a disservice. Crystal, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Did you enjoy that that He's Good track by Daniel Anthony?
I did. That was a lot of fun.
Hey, man. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. But unfortunately, the time has come to an end. We got about 10 more minutes left. But I'm glad that that you have enjoyed yourself on tonight. Crystal, how can people get a hold of you on social media and follow you for any upcoming events or anything of that nature?
So you guys can check out my Facebook and Instagram at CrystalOfficial421, or you can go straight directly to my website, CrystalOfficial.net, and that has a place where you can check out my music. It also has my socials on there as well, CrystalOfficial.net. And for any of those who are in, like, songwriters and maybe you're wanting some encouragement on the social media side, that is on my website as well under Songwriter Social. So.
Amen. Well, with 9 more minutes left into the show, is there any encouragement you want to give the people that's listening now or that will listen later on?
My encouragement is God is capable of doing more than we can even fathom. And I believe that if you have felt, if you have felt called to do something, though it might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, God will make a way. And to just have faith in him, trust in him, and allow him to, allow him to do the work. Don't stress about it. I stressed for years thinking like, well, I would love to do music, but all of this, life is chaotic, or I have 4 little ones and like, I'll never be able to do this. God will make a way. If it's your calling, just put your trust in him, and it's amazing to see what God will do.
Amen. And we all know that, Crystal, you're not a perfect woman. I mean, Lisa, I'm not a perfect man. But what we do know is that once we gave our life to Jesus, we know that there was a difference in our perspective, in our attitudes, in the way that we approach situations and so forth. Because through the blood of Jesus, he saved us. And when he saved us, he changed us, right? And with 2021 ending and, with 22 coming down the pipeline or is on the horizon, we don't know what's coming next, right? The government may shut down again. It might be a recession again. They might close all the hospitals and COVID might run rapid again. I don't know. But what we do know is that when we have an encounter with Jesus, everything changes. And we can only get into heaven by who? By coming through Jesus. That's the only way we can come to the Father. But you don't know that if you are outside of the ark of safety. So, again, I'm not a perfect man, but I do know that salvation is essential, especially in these last days. So we're going to go ahead and get into this salvation clip right here from the homie Reborn, because salvation is essential and it is very important, especially in these last days when we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. But we do know the person that holds tomorrow. And his name is Jesus, and we trust in God. Amen. So here's the salvation clip. Check it out.
I want to read a familiar passage. In Romans 10, it says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. So if you just bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have sinned, but today I make a decision to give you my life. I'm an imperfect person searching for a perfect God who's able to restore me, who's able to keep me. So God, I ask you to come into my heart. For your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I shall be saved. God, I want you more than anything.
I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross, and on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. And I receive that salvation. Celebrating right now with you, wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly where you're at. That's the amazing thing about him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that he's saying to you.
Amen, you guys. Shout out to the homie Reborn for that salvation clip. And again, like I said, I'm not a perfect man, but once I gave my life to Jesus, I knew that there was a difference, and you can experience that difference tonight. Of course, the interview was great. The music was great. But at the end, if it's not about Jesus, then I'm doing something in vain. And I don't have time to be doing something in vain, you guys. So take this seriously, because Jesus took you seriously when he died for you on the cross. Amen. Crystal, I think Crystal is still there. Crystal, are you still there?
I am.
Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and close the show out. Again, you guys can follow Crystal, who is my guest on tonight, at CrystalOfficial421, and also visit her website at www.crystalofficial.net for any, you know, booking information, or, you know, just want to stay up to date with her, or if you, or whatever the case may be. Crystal, did you enjoy yourself on tonight?
I did. It was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Amen. We're going to have to do this again in 22 whenever you get the project ready, or whenever you get another single or another release ready. Again, the KS Radio Show is home of the independent artists, and I'm here to support you guys.
Yes, that'd be awesome. Looking forward
Amen.
To it.
Amen. Well, I'm looking forward to staying in touch. Did you like the flyer? I know it was a little quick when I did it, but did you like the flyer? I tried to make a little holiday thing with the stars and everything, but did you like it?
It was great.
Well, we're going to go ahead and get out of here, you guys. I got a brand new song from the homie RL Music, Ricardo Lambert, Dancing Like David featuring BRM and Rhoda Da Vinci. But you guys have a great weekend. We're going to dance through the weekend and dance all next week. But make sure that you guys keep Jesus at the center of everything that you do, say, and think. And remember, it's only through Jesus that we can experience salvation and true freedom. You guys have a blessed weekend, and I will see you in the next episode or on Tuesday night on Candid Convos at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central. This week's guest is Daniel Anthony. So if you want to hear his testimony, then you definitely want to tune in on Tuesday night, same time, well, same place, different time, I'm sorry. But I will see you guys, if not Tuesday, then maybe on Friday. You guys have a blessed weekend, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Here is Dancing Like David by the homie Ricardo Lambert, featuring BRM and Brody Da Vinci. Good night and God bless.
I'm on the beach, out of the cage, dancing like David, yeah. Chains falling off, I've been set free, dancing like David, yeah. Healing the campus, I got these lyrics they painting, yeah. Praying you see him,
pointing you to our creator, yeah.
I'm on the beach, out of the cage, dancing like David, yeah. Chains falling off, I've been set free, dancing like David, yeah. Healing the campus, I got these lyrics they painting, yeah. Praying you see him, pointing you to a creator, yeah.
I'm out here dancing, I pray. free. Bustin' the move, yo, I got the left feet. Keeping my clothes on is nothing to see. But you gonna know that he living in me. Yeah, you know that's right. He got me floating like I am a guy. Got me all high, I'm afraid of these heights. Know he got me if I fall it down. Jesus is shining, he giving me all of my night. This dude is cutting the rug. Flowing in me cause I put in the plug. When I look up to above, Holy Spirit go filling me up. I'm leaking out. Dripping with favor, he give me grace. I be belated, look for his face. I am not staying, he got a place. Heaven is calling, I answer his side.
I'm on the beat, child of the king, dancing like David, yeah. Chains falling off, I've been set free, dancing like David, yeah. Healing the campus, I got these lyrics they painting, yeah. Praying you see him,
wanting you to our creator, yeah.
I'm on the beat, child of the king, dancing like David, yeah. Chains falling off, I've been set free, dancing like David, yeah. Healing the campus, I got these lyrics they painting, yeah. Praying you see him, wanting you to walk in.
Don't come to the goal with all of that boo, cause this the last dance and he coming soon. You had 20 seconds to get it right at the last time. Gave you overtime to learn the two-step and get back in line. We move it past Nash, yeah. You getting left if you never pick right. I be in bubbles about to explode. Quarantine got me like shaking up Sprite. Yeah, we gonna dance, advance my God's plans. A glance at all fans, the devil need heart scans. But some of y'all can't stand, y'all talking like y'all can. And bragging about the walk, but really Lieutenant Dan's. I'm a Grady how it run, yeah, I'm booking for the Suns. Other words meaning every role I play for the one. Over time with the ballet moves, we advancing. Now out on the floor, then it's time to keep dancing.
I'm on the beat, child of the king, dancing like David, yeah. Chains falling off, I've been set free, dancing like David, yeah. Healing the campus, I got these lyrics they painting, yeah. Praying you see him,
pointing you to our creator, yeah.
I'm on the beat, child of the king, dancing like David, yeah. Chains falling off, I've been set free, dancing like David, yeah. Healing the campus, I got these lyrics they painting, yeah. Praying you see him, pointing